You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Chicago Bears Canadian offensive lineman Theo Benedet joins us. And Theo, you had your first NFL start against the Las Vegas Raiders in Max Crosby. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a bit of a whirlwind game, especially on the road. That's an additional challenge with a really good front and, like you said, a really good rusher. So it was just about trying to kind of take some deep breaths, stay in the moment, not let kind of the environment get to you. And, you know, it wasn't my cleanest game for sure. There's a lot of stuff just technically that I don't think I helped myself with. But at the same time, I did enough to win, and that's what matters.
What was it like for you going into that game knowing you're going to go up against an all-pro in Max Crosby?
Yeah, I mean, just keep reminding yourself that it's just football at the end of the day. You know, they all lift weights, we all lift weights, and so it can be hard, you're right, to tell yourself that, especially for my first game. But that's just what I kept trying to remind myself and not give them more credit than they actually earn themselves, you know, in the game.
And especially, I ask that question because your background is coming up all the way through U Sports. You're the only back-to-back award winner of the J.P. Metris Trophy in Canadian university football history, and you get to the point where you're starting against Crosby. But let's go backwards for a little bit, because you signed with the Chicago Bears as an undrafted free agent coming out in 2024. What's that process been like for you to go from a UDFA to starting, and not only starting, but starting with a new coaching staff in there with Ben Johnson at the top?
Yeah, it's just been about holding the belief, and I've been lucky all along the way. Like you said, starting back last year, to have a really front office and coaching staff that had a specific development plan in mind for me. They didn't just bring me in as a body; like they saw a future for me, and you know, were patient with me at times. To be honest, last year as I kind of got adjusted to the American game, and then yeah, like you said, this year when you get a new staff, there's a lot of uncertainty and maybe anxiety about, you know, am I going to be casted aside? Are they going to want to just bring their own guys in or whatever? But it's a credit to Coach Johnson that he really kind of gave me a shot and gave me a real look, because in the end of the day, I think it ended up being a good thing, really. It just gave me a clean slate and a clean kind of, you know, new coaching staff to make an impression based off the player I was this year. And so I just took that kind of tried to take the best opportunity, make the most of that opportunity when I could this year. And, you know, it's been going well so far.
In terms of making the jump from Canadian university football to the NFL, how was that for you? And did you have any welcome to the NFL moments through the process?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you first get out here, not having the yard was a big difference. I think the combination of not having the yard and, you know, the speed of pro football, the speed of NFL football is so much quicker that you have to speed everything up a ton, especially in a run game. And it's just so much more important to get to your spot and not let the edge rusher beat you to your spot, which was not something I really ever had to worry about in college. So those were big challenges at first, and those challenges then expose other weaknesses that maybe you didn't even realize that you have when you're put in compromising positions. So it was just about working through those things. And then there was the schematic element, obviously, coming down here. The defenses are different. The personnels are different. So just understanding, you know, not just memorizing my assignment, but actually understanding the concepts of every play. Coming into this year, I think I was a lot more comfortable, and that's allowed me to play a lot faster.
What was it like for you to be a rookie with the Chicago Bears and then go viral as the Canadian Eagle, even being quoted in People, I believe, People magazine?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I always tell people you got to play your role. Last year, you know, I'd gotten hurt too, so I wasn't getting a ton of a chance to kind of help out on the field and help us win on the field. So I felt, you know, if I can bring some levity and, you know, everyone gets their rookie singing, so might as well do the best job you can.
Did you come up with that idea all on your own, the Eagle Speedo?
No, that was a group effort by the veterans in the O-line room mostly to come together and create all the different elements of that performance.
Theo Benedet joins us. He's with the Chicago Bears now, just coming off his first start with the team and in the NFL, going against the Las Vegas Raiders and Max Crosby. Theo, can you take me through, you know, what went through your mind when the Bears coaching change happened and Ben Johnson, the creative offensive mind, was installed as the head coach? And then also, what were some of your early conversations with Coach Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're excited. He had a reputation that he brought with him, so that was kind of exciting, especially for a player like me that I think has some athletic tools that can be shaped maybe by the right coaching staff. And to be honest, you know, people kind of view him as this kind of offensive mind that's in his office all day scheming up plays, but he's very much like an old school coach in terms of the way he views, you know, practice, meetings, time management, all those things. So that's been, I think, a really, really potent mix for us early on this year, especially as we try and kind of make this team a winner. And I think that was kind of the earliest conversations I had with him were just about not so much X's and O's, but how to get the Jimmys and Joes going.
In terms of his offensive creativity, you know, we saw the stumble bum, if you will, attempt last week against the Raiders. Are there any Theo Benedet plays in there where he might catch a pass at some point?
No comment.
All right, we'll watch for it. Yeah. Then let's talk about your quarterback, Caleb Williams. You've been with him the same amount of time that he's been in the NFL since he was selected number one overall in the 2024 NFL draft. What's he like behind the scenes?
Caleb's a great guy. I think he really values.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
He is his O-line. He understands kind of that it's important for us to have a bond. Like, we do our O-line dinners every week, and despite his packed schedule, he shows up time and time out, even if it's just for the last 15 minutes or whatever. So we really appreciate that effort, and he's just a great guy. He's fun to be around, you know. Always got a smile on his face, so that's important with your quarterback, obviously. And yeah, it's been really good, and I think just now, I mean, going obviously you go from teammates to now being one of his tackles is important. I think we formed a good bond because of that.
What was that like for you, Theo, going from U Sports football entirely developed in Canada, and then here you are starting against the Las Vegas Raiders, protecting the blind side as the game went along of the number one overall pick in an NFL draft?
Yeah, I mean, it is cool, and it's something I really value, getting to have that Canadian sticker on the back of my helmet. So yeah, it was cool, and I keep that in mind all the time that I'm representing for a lot of U Sports players and trying to show that obviously we have a ton of talent up there. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's really just football and you know, it's a big crowd and stuff, but that kind of all just fades into the background, and you go back to what's made you successful and got me to this point.
What's gone into your development to be able to go from a UDFA, you know, put on some weight? I heard you're kind of around 310 pounds now. It looks like you filled out. To be able to go into that game in Las Vegas and not feel like you're out of place. Like, it looked like you fit in there, you know, especially considering coming from UBC and U Sports and Canadian University football.
Yeah, like I said, I think part of it is just being a lot more comfortable in the scheme and being able to play fast and play to the best of my ability. And yeah, like you said, I put a lot of time into my physical development over the off season. I realized that was somewhere probably where it was getting me beat at times. So I put on another 10 pounds about of good weight. And I think that's really translated in terms of my anchor and pass pro and my ability to move guys in the run game. So yeah, it's just, I would say, really about having a plan. And that's what I tell all the young players out there when I talk to them in Canada or whatever. You just have to go into all your off seasons being very intentional about what you want to improve. And I've been lucky that it's showed this year.
Did you stay in Chicago for the off season, or where were you putting on that?
No, I go back in from through January through March. Yeah, about to OTAs, I was in Vancouver. I still train with Joe McCollum, who's the strength coach at UBC, because he's really who's developed me as an athlete. So he is the best understanding of me as an athlete, I think. And I trained with Gio during that time too. So that was cool just to have another guy down here who obviously is having very parallel experiences to mine. And then in the summer, I was down in Atlanta with Jared Southers, who's like an O-line guy. And he helped me a lot, I think, with some of my like technical stuff, hand placement. So, yeah.
Gio, who you mentioned there, is Giovanni Manu, a Canadian offensive lineman who was drafted by the Detroit Lions but was your teammate. Baby Shaq, they called him, at the University of British Columbia. Theo, for you, in terms of, you know, how you look at your future in the NFL, what's it going to take for you to grow after that first start and potentially turn yourself into a dominant tackle in the NFL?
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work. I know what I need to improve on, which obviously is important, and certainly Coach Rocha, our line coach, is on me about it. I think right now there are times where I can just win off of pure athleticism, or I have, you know, I think one of my strengths is recoverability. But at the end of the day, you can't just survive off of that. You have to be disciplined and more actionary in your technique. So it's just about that. It's just about finding more consistency in my set, in my posture, landing my hands earlier. I think that can really make me a more dominant pass protector, which is obviously what gets you paid in this league.
When you broke down the film of those reps, especially against Max Crosby, what stood out to you? Did some thoughts go through your mind like, hey, I can hang in this league even against the elite players, but I have some things to clean up? Or how did you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, even as the game went on, I felt really, I mean, my drop back stuff, like I said, it wasn't always pretty, but I felt good about kind of the results of all of my pro and drop back. And as the game went on, I think that kind of helped me build some confidence for sure. The play action stuff wasn't my best, and that was frustrating because usually that is a strength of mine, is setting aggressively. So just some footwork stuff in that, I think targets, aiming points, that obviously he's a very sudden player, very good change of direction. So if you're not perfect in terms of the angle you're taking, it'll get exposed. And so just get to clean stuff up like that for the rest of the year.
What's it been like for you, Theo, off the field, getting comfortable in Chicago, the Windy City, and all the rest?
Yeah, I love Chicago. Chicago's a great town. Obviously, they're very passionate about their Bears. Big market. And you know, there's just so much to do in Chicago. Great food. You never get bored. So as much as I miss home, Chicago's been pretty great.
And what are some of your plans for the offseason? Staying in Chicago, or sorry, the bye week, I should say.
Yeah, I'm going to go home for a couple days to Vancouver, just see my family, maybe try and swing by UBC practice, and yeah, just hang out.
Did you have family down at the game in Las Vegas?
Yeah, my mom was there, my uncle was there, yeah.
And you still keep tabs and in touch with the people at UBC and the Thunderbirds, it sounds like?
I try and watch every game as long as I don't have anything else going on.
That's pretty awesome, man. Well, Theo, congratulations on your first NFL start. We appreciate you sharing some time with us. Enjoy the win over the Raiders. It looked like you were pretty excited there post-game with Ben Johnson jumping on him the ensuing bye week. And, you know, lots of Canadians, including us, will be tracking your success in the NFL.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that.